You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. Ask people if they've heard of the Whoop activity tracking wearable, and they'll either look at you blankly or say they couldn't work out, sleep, or live without it. It's a wrist wearable aimed at fitness fanatics, pro and college athletes, CrossFitters, and weekend warriors. You might not think that business model would be worth $3.6 billion, but some investors, and an undisclosed number of subscribers, seem to think Whoop is a big whoop. Now the Boston company is expanding its product line and getting into smart clothing. The Whoop module that's normally worn on the wrist has been redesigned so that it can also be attached to Whoop-branded athletic apparel. The new Whoop, which the company has dubbed Whoop 4.0, is also the first consumer product on the market to ship with a new kind of supercharged silicon lithium battery. Next, over the weekend, news broke that the anonymous email service ProtonMail turned over a French climate activist's IP address and browser fingerprint to Swiss authorities. The move seemed to contradict the company's own privacy-focused policies, which as recently as last week stated, "By default, we do not keep any IP logs which can be linked to your anonymous email account." After providing the activists' metadata to Swiss authorities, ProtonMail removed the section that had promised no IP logs, replacing it with one saying, "ProtonMail is an email that respects privacy and puts people, not advertisers, first." As usual, the devil is in the details. ProtonMail's original policy simply said that the service does not keep IP logs by default. However, as a Swiss company, ProtonMail was obliged to comply with a Swiss court's demand that it begin logging IP address and browser fingerprint information for a particular ProtonMail account. And under a recently passed Texas law, private citizens can sue anyone involved in helping a person receive an abortion in the state after the sixth week of pregnancy. In response, an anti-abortion group called Texas Right to Life set up a website designed to collect anonymous information about any alleged infractions. Or, at least, it tried to. So far, no company has been willing to host it. The fate of ProLifeWhistleblower.com remains uncertain, and its absence from the internet does not negate the Texas law or its impact. But in recent years, internet infrastructure giants have begun to draw blurry lines around who they're willing to have as customers, a sometimes murky process exemplified by the travails of far-right social media network Parler. In contrast, ProLifeWhistleblower.com offers a rare example of consensus about what constitutes acceptable behavior online.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.